everybody. I'm here today to tell you about our newest sponsor, Injector Zoe. She is super dope. She was actually a listener of the show, found me on Instagram, and persuaded me into getting my lips done. Oh my gosh. But it was fucking amazing. I feel super sexy now, and I really want you guys to check her out. She doesn't just do injections. She has her own medical-grade skincare line. It offers solutions for all sorts of skin problems, and she particularly works with men and women of color. She's got a part-time office in Manhattan, full-time office in Maryland. She offers cosmetic dermatology tailored to ethnic men and women. She specializes in enhancing our features and skincare for darker skin. Her website is theindigoclinic.com. Look up services, pricing, all that stuff. And if you want to go on your page, her page, you'll see some before and after pictures. She's been giving me a little bit of tea about all the VH1 chicks she's been doing, so maybe you'll be able to tell from the lips. At Injector Zoe on Instagram. So, yeah. Aside from Zoe and me getting my lips done, Mandy is missing today. It's tax season and she's busy being a finance bitch, but we have someone that you guys have been begging us to have on the show, and she's finally fucking here.
I'm here, sisters. Cheers. It's your sister in chief, Jessie Wu.
Oh my fucking god. I'm sorry.
Listen, I'm excited to be here.
I'm just like, I knew you were gonna do it, but you know, I've been following you on Instagram for forever, and I just wasn't ready to see it in the flesh. Yeah. By the way, shout out to a friend of mine named Josie who was like, "Bitch, oh my god," she starts freaking out about having you on, and then she says to me, and I can now say it because it is good. She's like, "Tell me how her hair looks in person."
Oh, girl, listen, I don't
need to know
with
the grade.
My fucking hair.
Everybody really was like, "Is that just an Instagram thing or like?"
No, everybody's always asking me, like, I don't play. I've never been the type to play about my hair. If you scroll back to before I did videos in June of last year, my hair's always been laid like a corpse.
Like, your skin looks sprayed on. Like, it doesn't look real.
You know, it's the Haitian skin. I don't know. You know, I can't explain for you.
I ain't got that much knowledge. So, wait. I have a question. You told me when we got in here you had a boyfriend. Yeah. Is he Haitian too?
He's not. I get some backlash for that.
He's not. So you just So you just leave it on the Haitian. See, all y'all be getting mad at me for fucking white boys. But look.
No, listen. Haitian men.
She went away too.
Haitian men. I just could not.
Why? Like, is it because they're like drug dealers and scammers?
You know, they do be flipping your taxes and shit.
That's what
but
I'm saying. It's the season.
It is the season, but I just feel like Haitian men, they're just so controlling, and they have an old school way
of
thinking.
Maybe island men, period.
Yeah, I think it's a... But
do Haitian dudes eat pussy? Because, you know, Jamaicans
they
do. Like
they eat pussy now. They eat pussy like they eat goat. Right? You know Haitian men love goat. We love goat meat in Haiti. Haitian men will eat the fuck out some pussy.
So, by the way, I'm really glad that we talking about how Haitian niggas ain't shit, because this is an ain't shit nigga episode.
Okay, good. Oh, and I specialize in this.
We know. This is and so, specialty. We are just coming off Women's Day. We may be airing this a little bit later, but yesterday was Women's Day, and I know all y'all want to be like, oh well, you know, like, you're gonna bash men today, blah blah blah. Yeah. No, this is a lesson to be learned from niggas that ain't shit.
Amen.
And some of y'all be acting like you have no idea why we're upset,
right?
But we gonna let you know. We have a top 10 list. I literally did half and Jesse did the other half, and y'all are gonna have
it. We're going to let the sisters know.
So tell us, like, so we know you're on Instagram. Most of us know you from Instagram, but yeah. I saw that you had BET in your bio. Like, what do you do now?
So I've done television before I started doing TV before I was doing the videos. It's just now more people know who I am. That's
right.
Basically what I
was
a wilding out
you
girl. You know, before
you were a wilding out girl.
I was.
That's
season
dope.
Season 8, I was a wilding out girl. It's dope.
Because I be seeing they have little Spanish girls. And so
I know. Well, you know, when I did wilding out, to be honest, I didn't get that much speaking. I didn't get any speaking role, and I didn't get to do many episodes because I was not exotic. Like, they just kept it frank with us. Like, you know.
And I can just tell y'all, like, hair, face, makeup, everything.
Well, but
is
they
laid.
Would tell us, like, you know, I didn't have the followers, and I didn't have the look.
How many followers did you not have?
At the time, I had like 49,000.
Get the fuck out of
here. I know. But it was like all the girls that were there, they had like 200,000, 300,000. And most of the girls that were there looked a certain way, and they all were like naked on their Instagram. You know what I'm saying? And so I was asking for more opportunities, and it was like, I went into Wildin' Out like telling jokes.
Wow. So you were not an Insta-ho.
No.
So we had another Wildin' Out comedian, B. Simone.
Okay.
And when Mandy brought her on, so I have a thing. Well, I'm kind of over it now. All right. I'm trying to destigmatize myself, but I really didn't want to have like Instagram models on. I really didn't. I wanted to have regular girls. Yeah. And so when I saw that she was coming on, I saw her followers, I was like, no.
Yeah.
And the second she came in here, she was hilarious.
She's
and
funny.
I bit my tongue. Like,
she's hilarious.
I'm wrong.
She's but the thing with her, she's not. She wasn't a Wild 'N Out girl. She was a cast member.
Okay.
So I was a Wild 'N Out girl, which is the girls that just prance around and hold the sign.
So you, what when you're I saying auditioned, is like you had ass and jokes.
Well, I auditioned telling jokes. I didn't have the following. So they was like, okay, well, we could make her Wild 'N Out girl. Then you get there. When you get there every day, they put everybody's pictures up, all your follower count. Yeah. And they're like, the girls with the most followers
Stop.
Get the most shows. Yes. It was some bullshit.
Wow.
Yeah. And so that motivated me to get my following, but to get it in an organic way, to get it without having to show my ass, without having right. to, you know, and even then it's
because you have a lot of impressions. Like you have tens of thousands of people watching your videos. Yeah. Where, you know, sometimes I've been noticing the new Instagram wave, like I'll click on some chick shit.
Yeah.
And they've got 500,000 followers, but 1,000 likes. And I'd be like, bitch, I got
right. No. Exactly. You know, a lot of people, they're cheating with the likes.
With the Instagram.
They're cheating with the likes.
So you okay. know what? Fuck Instagram. Let's get into some hoe shit.
Okay.
So we do icebreakers, and I really, the reason I asked you if you've watched our show or heard our show mm-hmm. is because these are pretty nasty.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. Now, here's this
Mom,
is the most basic
don't
one.
Don't listen to this part.
What's your man? Would you rather eat his ass or lick his toes? This is like our staple question.
I would lick his toes.
What?
Yes.
You're the first girl that said that.
I would lick his toes.
Why the toes?
He would probably punch my lights out if I tried to lick his
this
ass.
This is if he let you. What would you prefer to do?
I would lick his toes.
But do you like your ass lick?
You know, I don't know.
What?
I had
girl,
somebody-
I'll do it.
I had a Jamaican guy one time lick my ass, but I wasn't
out of
ready.
All of them, the ones that you
listen,
gotta beg to eat pussy.
I know, girl, he ate my ass, and I wasn't ready because like I hadn't had no wax or nothing, and my ass hair be long and shit. So I was like, is he sure? Is he really doing this right
I
now?
I think it's like something about the ass. Like it's like, oh, I don't want to like right like that. You know what I mean?
You know,
you should but, tell him that. Like you should try it.
I don't know, girl.
But it is
a
thing in your head.
Nigga.
You got to get over.
He, I don't know. He
they
ain't
do
about
that.
That life. He do it. They do it. Maybe I'll have a conversation
I
with
fucked
later.
All of them. Every before I lived here. All right. This one is extra.
Okay.
But you got to pick one.
Okay.
All right. If you had an MMF threesome, male, male, female, would you rather do DP? Do you know what that is?
No.
Oh, man. This is rough.
Sorry.
I really shouldn't have turned it up. So let me tell you the acronyms first. Okay. DV is double vagina penetration, and DP
oh
is double
God.
Penetration.
Girl, I ain't got enough pussy for that.
Well, would you rather do DP because it's ass and then vagina? So one in one in the other.
Oh, yeah. I'll do one in the vagina, one in the ass.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you are not the...
What?
That's I thought you were going to be like, I can't do it. It's sodomy.
No, you know, I'll do it. You know, the thing is, I've never done anal, though, I'll be honest.
And you would rather try anal before chewing it?
Because I ain't got all that pussy. I ain't got enough pussy.
I've done anal like once.
I don't even like my boyfriend putting his whole dick in me.
That's when you know it's good. He is good. And now we see why you got a man. It's
exactly.
Safari.
Girl.
Yo, did you see the video of the bitches dying to jump on Safari's dick?
Girl, listen.
Listen, I bought the song.
Listen, I ain't download the song because my man was like, I uploaded one video about that shit and my man was like, oh, so we looking at Safari dick now. That's what we doing?
Like, babe, it's like a big thing.
I'm like, baby, it's
I do celebrity
I'm
gossip.
I'm just looking. I'm just looking. I don't touch. I just look.
Listen, I was in a group chat. And some of these bitches like, oh my God, that's too much. I was like, I like a challenge. And you know, I always thought he was corny. And I honestly felt happy for him.
Me too. I saw a lot of downloads happening that day. A lot of girls were supporting Safari. Brooklyn, you know, he a Brooklyn nigga. Brooklyn bitches was catching the train to see where he at, child.
Like, I'll take a bite.
Listen, Safari, things changed for Safari. I see there's a light at the end of the tunnel for him. I see it's a
Isn't
new horizon.
Isn't it crazy how dick will really change?
It really will.
Well, that's why
really
we all
will.
Have fucked broke niggas in the past. I don't do it anymore, but.
Child.
I'd
done
rather
it
just
once.
Fuck a rich nigga and shit.
Dead ass.
I don't want to pay for Uber. So,
okay.
We every week on the show do a kink of the week. And this is basically where we find something that is either a really difficult word to say or something we all might like, but just don't know the word of. So,
okay.
This week, the reason that it came up is I've been seeing a guy named Jeeves. I say that because he's really smart, like Ask Jeeves.
Okay.
And he's really kinky. And he said something to me like, I loved when you creamed on me. And I was like, thanks. Oh, now, I immediately was kind of nervous. I'm like, oh, my God, I did. And so I started looking up, like, what makes our cum white.
What makes the creamiest?
So it's when you're ovulating. You have a thicker white fluid. Because when he said that shit, I said, I don't smell nothing. I got a yeast infection. What the fuck is going on? But thicker white, like, it's literally a sexual lube. So the word for it, because he told me he's been watching videos about it, is called gruel. Now, it's not the mean girl's word that everybody says mm-hmm. when she's a great and cool.
Right.
Also, not to be confused with a squirting fluid. Gruel is the natural lube that we produce when sexually aroused. The reason that a lot of us don't really know about it is because generally it's clear. We think we're just getting wet.
Right.
But gruel is particularly when it's like white and quote unquote creamy. Not also to be confused with vaginal discharge. It's a fluid we have that just becomes thicker during ovulation.
Wow.
Do you gruel? Would you knowing it?
I mean, I've seen myself gruel before.
Yeah?
My man. I have. I didn't know that's what it was.
I honestly
I just thought I was just extra.
Yeah, it's the time in place that when you're, like, if it's clear, white, clear and mm-hmm. stretchy, mm-hmm. no matter what color it is, if it's white, if it's just, like, thicker, that's ovulating time. So it's like your eggs coming out on the dick.
Anyway. So here are, so my eggs are really on his dick. Like, that's what it is.
I mean, yeah. And maybe his end up on your face. I don't know what you're
The thing is, you know, he be careful with my frontal. I can't get cum on my frontal.
I really appreciate that. Because you remember Insecure?
I remember Insecure.
When she flipped out about that?
Yes.
Did you not think that was a little overboard?
I thought that was overboard. Like, sis, come on. It's good for your skin now. Don't be mad. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's good. It got vitamins in it.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? But just don't get it near my frontal because my frontal might slip
off. So what do? Do you take it like this?
You know what? Honestly, my man is so considerate. He holds
Does
my
he
frontal.
Pay for your hair? Is that how
no,
you know?
No, he doesn't. But he holds down my frontal while during sex. And I just appreciate I just love the shit out of that man. He holds my frontal down because he knows the struggle of me spraying down this shit and how I try to have it last for 2 days.
Wait.
Because it starts slipping back. You know what I'm saying?
That's and fucking so, love.
Yeah, he loves
it. Does he
it.
Call it your hat? Like, listen, you don't take your wig on and off?
No. Like, I take it on and off, but like when I put it on, I put it on for a couple days. This man has actually helped me secure my wig before.
Come the fuck on!
I'm telling you, like, I have the listen,
something wrong. What's wrong with him? Is he not that cute?
He's
how tall is
my
he?
My man is fine. He's 6'4".
Come on,
fine, big
you find
dude.
Him on the internet?
No, he's best friends with my cousin's boyfriend. So I looked up. And but it's so funny because at first I was like, when I first met him, I was like, because I was just over New York guys. But then, like, we went on a couple dates, and then the last date, we went on to Atlantic City. And it's so funny, because we went to Atlantic City, we ain't fuck, we ain't do nothing. But I was like, ooh, I just wish he would try to fuck me. And he didn't try to fuck me, and I was like, ooh, I'm a fuck him!
That's the hottest shit! So I just talked about this. Her wig didn't come off, her headphones
okay,
did, though.
Okay, my headphones fell.
Shit, it's we secured back. A man health.
Mm-hmm.
I was just talking about last weekend how this new dude I met, I haven't had sex with a new person for, like, a year.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I knew I was going to give him some pussy, right? Mm-hmm. We get to my place, and he's like, you know what? I feel like you're really drunk, and, like, is it okay if I touch you here? Is it okay if I do this?
Yes.
And I'm like, God, are you fucking serious? Yes. Keep asking questions. He asked me if it was okay to take his clothes off.
Aww.
And that's when I was, like, ready to throw the pussy. So I just want to tell all of y'all, even if you really don't give a fuck, you will more likely have the situation you want instead of a me too.
Come on, somebody.
Just fucking ask.
Come on.
When niggas ain't pressed with the pussy, that's
okay,
when I want to, I want to literally throw it right across the room.
Listen, I fucked that man like he owed me something, okay? So
thank you for the trip.
Okay, thank you for girl. Thank you for that drinks. Girl.
Okay. So y'all told me that I needed to make sure that I asked everything you needed to know. So what I did was we went online, horrible decisions page, and basically posted something on Women's Day, which I feel like really amped it up.
Mm-hmm.
What grinds your gears mm-hmm. the most about men? Let's go through them together. God. Because our horrible decision for this week are the top 10 reasons men ain't shit.
Oh.
Girl, let me tell you something. I had it Let's up for maybe begin. 30 minutes, and we only have like 11,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
Over 134 comments.
That's a lot.
It was crazy. Like, I couldn't believe it.
Girl, the sisters want to let y'all know.
Right? So here it goes. What pissed you off about men the most? Say or do. One bitch said breathing.
they really do breathe.
Yeah,
wrong.
I really liked. Do you not just somehow look at a nigga and be like, stop the fuck?
They do.
So many times I wanted to put a pillow over my ex's face. Let's see. Acting oblivious when they don't really know exactly what the fuck is going on. I want us to look at these together, see if you see something.
Let's see.
Lack of effort, inconsistency.
Inconsistency. Oh, lack of ambition. Yes, it's a lot of motherfuckers in their mama basement that ain't trying to do nothing with their lives. One of these girls left several comments. When they assume you're going to catch feelings after sex. Okay.
I like that one.
I like that.
Because they be trying to tell you like, oh, you know, I'm not looking for anything. Nigga, I know. We just met tonight.
Right. Exactly.
Calm down.
Just give me the dick.
I know I'm throwing you the pussy.
Just put the dick on the screen. Let me see how it look. I'm going to come through. Give me the dick and I'm out.
Now, I had a lot of women put double standards. What do you think is the biggest double standard with men and women? That you're seeing in dating?
I feel like, you know, it's the one that, I feel like the most popular one, obviously, is that women are whores.
And men are players.
Right. You know what I mean? And it's like, sir, if I'm single and I want to mingle, right. Like, I'm not necessarily a whore for that.
You know what always trips me out? When dudes act like chicks that fuck around are like loose and this and that.
Yeah.
Like, but what if I had a man all year?
Right. It's true. It's true.
I'm still getting a fucking pounding.
Come on.
Either way.
Come on.
Let's see. They'll whine that you're too tired for sex after you just spent an hour cooking and cleaning up while they sat on their ass and didn't help. Well, okay. XOXO plus. It's we know you did that. You must have really been feeling that. Really? Why?
Me and my man, sometimes he'd be like, babe, please, babe. Come on now. Let me rest. Let me rest. I'd be trying to squeeze.
How old is he?
I'd be trying to squeeze all of his juices back out. Up. Just all of
hello. Can yeah, he get back
like,
up?
Right. But he just be working so hard. So it's like after a while he's just like,
baby. How old is he though?
How old is my boyfriend?
I wonder. The reason 33? I asked that is because of stamina question. Because I'm going to guess mid-30s.
Yeah, 33.
So like,
not yet.
I feel like, so my co-host Mandy loves to fuck young niggas. It's her thing.
Yeah.
And I wonder if it's because they can fuck a lot.
Honestly, I'm going to tell you this. I agree with that. Like, I'm 27. Last summer I did it with like a 22-year-old.
Oh.
Don't ask me what. I was in Canada. I was in Canada for like
a
show.
Was he a fan? Have you fucked a fan?
No. He was a guy that I knew.
Okay.
For a while, we were friends, and now he just so happened to be in Canada while I was there, and so
I'm like, how old is Drake? So it's not him.
So no, it's not. So we're there, and you know, I knew I was gonna get the dick. Like I was just texting him randomly. He's like, I was like, hey, I'm downtown Montreal. He's like, I'm there too, and because he plays for one of the football teams out there, or whatever.
Okay,
so. He's like, you know, do you want to get some drinks? I'm like, yeah, I want to get some drinks. So I'm going to be drinking tonight.
Now, so, wait. Did he know he was getting the pussy?
He knew he was getting the pussy.
How did he know?
He knew. Because we had fucked before. So.
Oh, this is okay.
Yeah,
I was
so
ready
I was
for
like,
the first time.
No. But we hadn't fucked in like
so you
probably
fucked him
like
at
21? Years.
Wait, you fucked him at
19? It was like. He was like 19.
Wow, it must have. I've never really.
But the thing is, at the time, I didn't know he was because like we were both. I was in school. I was at the school where he was at too. But I was getting my master's. But I assumed he was.
Oh, excuse me, humble flex. Yeah. So I was getting my master's while he was a youthful teen, and now.
So, child, we make a long story short. Child, he fucked the shit out of my ass and. It was like, he was coming back to back. And I was like, okay, is it but my pussy trash? What's going on? Like, is it? But he was just having a time of his life. And we just kept fucking and fucking and fucking. It was like, it went on for hours.
See, I don't like that. You know what I aspire to have when I have a man again? I want sex. Like, I want very good 30-minute sex.
Yeah. Just
before
you know,
bed.
Just give me
your best fuck that you can do.
Just give me a little, you know, a little something. Just give me a little appetizer.
I want longer foreplay than I do, like, fucking.
Yeah. That's it. Well, young niggas don't be doing that. They don't be doing the foreplay.
Don't.
They just want to. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And so,
yeah.
You ready?
Right. No, but see, my man, he will eat my shit like it's a four-course meal.
Oh,
you know
that's
what I'm
right.
saying?
It was
take his time. Okay, take his time. But then these young niggas, they just want to run through you like a damn. I don't know what it is. They
I
just
wonder
don't
if
know
they're
how
fucking
to.
Women their age. that maybe don't know. Okay, this is like thinking way too deep, but I've had a lot of men tell me that they feel like a lot of young girls don't keep themselves up, like as far as their smell and their Ooh. Tidiness, and like they don't know how to maybe take care of maybe the maintenance of their vagina.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So
yeah.
I wonder if you fucking a bunch of young bitches, if you're just like, no, I'm good, but I'll fuck them. You know? And now that you've got this seasoned 27-year-old master's yeah. degree pussy, it's just like top shelf. Like, Summer's right. Eve is done. Right. I'm a self-cleaning oven.
Exactly. Okay.
So, you know what? Come on, self-cleaning.
Come on, somebody.
Okay, now here we go. Top 10 reasons why we stop giving y'all the pussy. Or keep
oh
it from
my
you.
God, so many reasons.
Top 10 things you do that make you ain't shit. These yeah. are the say and do.
Yeah.
The number one, my favorite. Why don't you read it all for us, Jess?
Let me see.
I want you to do the
word. Oh! Text you and say what you doing, you up.
Why?
Let me tell you something. That what you doing, 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 what you doing. Oh my God. I don't know if it's a New York thing. I feel like when I moved
no,
to New York.
No, it's a nigga thing.
Okay.
I'm sorry, let me take it back. It's white niggas. It's Spanish
it really,
niggas.
Seriously?
Dude.
When I moved to New York, I yeah. feel like that was like the epidemic. What you doing? 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 What? Take me out! Call me! Take me out! Shit! I don't, back on one. I don't, it's like, what, who in their
know.
Right mind? And they will literally do that all day. Every day until you tell them, my nigga, I'm good.
You know what's the best part? When you have a thread of what you're doing, what you're doing.
What you're doing, what you're doing, what you're doing, and no response. No yeah. response. What you're doing, what you're doing, what you're doing. The same thing I was doing 10 minutes ago. The same thing.
Listen, I love women are very clear in telling me, because you don't have to take a girl out that maybe you're just fucking, right?
Yeah.
But that's what they want to do for that, what you're doing. You could be like, yo, I want to see you.
Right.
Like, just say that.
Or say, listen, do you want to come up? Are you busy? Do you want to come
over? I love
over?
Hitting niggas back I with, mean, like, shit.
Right.
Like,
oh, okay. Like, it's just so whack. Yeah, that's definitely not going to get you in
the
business.
You up. Now, I feel like a lot of women do like that. My co-host has a guy 24/7 that 24/7, she'll answer the phone if she's up. Not
Is he
up,
Nigerian?
Set an alarm, huh?
Is he Nigerian?
No, but I'll show you a picture of him. No, he's fine.
Okay, okay.
But. I mean, has there ever been a you up text that you were like, oh my God, this is so fucked up if I answer, but I got to.
Yeah, he was Nigerian.
I ain't gonna lie.
He was Nigerian.
If I'm thirsty enough, I'll do the you up.
Yeah, he was Nigerian.
And then the second they get to my house, I'll be like, but why you always do that? Yeah. No,
right,
no,
right,
no.
Right,
no,
right.
No, no.
Exactly. Yes, yes. Like, you know, yes. And you taking a little
I love to pretend like I'm not giving
yeah,
the pussy.
Of course. Of course.
I'll literally be taking off my own underwear, but like,
of course. I was an undergrad and this man was an older Nigerian. And let me tell you something. I didn't give a fuck if I was at a funeral. If the you up text
left your
came
grandma.
Through, if that you up text came through, bitch, I was out. Okay? I was speeding.
Are you up?
Down.
I'm on the way is what
Listen,
I am.
I was on that 195 down a Brickell getting dicked down by that Nigerian. You understand me?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Oh, Brickell. Okay. So, okay.
Yeah, Brickell dick.
Mm-hmm. Number two, when they don't want to use a condom and their excuse is, I mean, you good, right?
Yeah, I can't.
I don't know why men are so scared of just... Like, if you go and you find out you got some shit, whatever, you take medicine for a week, you're going to be fine.
Yeah. I that's a little spooky for me.
I've had a man honestly be like, oh, so you not good?
Right, like, right.
Me, nigga,
I
is
had,
you?
Right, right. And I feel like it's really spooky times that we live in. Like, niggas really don't like condoms. And I'm like, okay, you know, AIDS is still out here. Syphilis is the chlamydia.
Dude, we interviewed
herpes.
Somebody with fucking HIV.
Like it's still out here. Y'all don't care?
I think that we assume, like, oh, like, you think of STDs or, like, people just assume it's like, oh, well, they look clean.
Mm-hmm.
No. Because mm-hmm. HPV, first of all, 93% exactly. of women got it, so I probably yeah. got it. I think yeah. I just got the kind of dormant. Yeah. They can yeah. never see it in
seriously.
The culture. But seriously, like, if it's that frequent, yeah. like, I don't know. Yeah. Mandy has a friend of hers, big Instagram chick, that told her, like, I think she has herpes or something like
oh
that.
Oh, my God.
And was like, yeah, like, if I don't
and
see
listen,
it, I don't tell people.
And listen.
And you got to.
Y'all be careful with these people who are Instagram famous, who are athletes, who all, listen, the athletes, they all got STDs. They're riddled with STDs. I had a friend of mine who used to work for the Miami Heat physician. And sometimes he would have the Heat players, sometimes the Dolphins players would
just
come in.
Just penicillin like
Yo,
that?
She would tell me, she's like, Jess, these men are so dirty. Like, with they're riddled with STDs.
You know what it is? Men will fuck a mailbox, dude.
They will. They will. And the thing is, too, it's like, sometimes, too, when you have a
mailbox.
Man,
yeah, beautiful. Yeah.
One with a nice ass and titties.
But you ain't
got to
know the address
right.
and nothing.
Right. Exactly. You know,
what's
don't
the numbers
fuck.
On the mailbox?
They don't
I don't care.
Give a fuck what the name of the mailbox is. The mailbox is. But it's like, especially with a guy who has money, too, it's like they just feel like they can just buy the STD away. And it's like, sir.
You might not have one of those.
Right.
Listen.
Magic John, I blame Magic.
Why his wife ain't got it?
I blame him because I just feel like because he's still up and living and doing what he's doing.
So they feel like
yeah, they feel like
invincible?
Shit. Magic got it. He good. Like,
you know what?
That's how I feel.
I think that niggas know whatever. None of my boys ain't got no HIV. No, I don't know nobody right. with HIV. So right. like, I could just take this pill and be fine.
Exactly.
A quarter of people.
It's out here.
Number three. It's Let's see. Here. Now. I like this one a lot. There's a different spin on it me and you might have. Mm-hmm. But it's toxic masculinity, and I read it on her page. And the reason I brought that one up is because men love to be like, man, I ain't going to do that shit. That's gay. I ain't kissing you out here. I'm not going to get you this. That's gay. I'm not going to let you do this to me. That's gay. Why is everything gay with me when I don't have a dick?
I feel like that comes from a person who just is uncomfortable with their sexuality. That's how I feel.
Do you really? You don't think it has to do with like upbringing? Like I think a lot of hood niggas talk like that.
Hood niggas talk like that too, but
New York niggas. Oh,
they do. Pause.
Let me put my hand on that. Pause.
Yeah. Pause. You know what? Maybe okay.
And that shit, my heart, son. Pause.
Yeah. Like you know what? That too. I think the upbringing too. I don't know. It's like 2018. Like do whatever makes you happy. Who gives a fuck?
Right.
Do what makes you happy. Do what feels good. Like. You know, if some gay shit make you feel good, then do it.
I can guarantee you that there's no woman that's going to think because you do something nice or a little over the top that this shit is gay. And
right.
frankly, it's really insulting
exactly.
to gay niggas.
Exactly.
It really is, though.
It is, though.
And
it
we got to, like, really stop. I actually had to teach myself to stop being like, oh, my God, this is so gay.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I really had to stop.
Yeah.
Because I don't want people to start associating gay with
being nice.
Right.
Gay with
being sweet or
being, yeah. Yeah.
In that case, I'll take a gay nigga.
That's true. That's true.
All right. Number four. Send me some pics.
Girl, listen.
Have you ever had some dudes do that in your DMs?
Send me pics. And I'm like, sir, you are in my DM. You are on my Instagram page.
It's what do
pictures
they think the
all
respond
through
is
this motherfucker.
Be?
And you know what? Be real. You ain't trying to get no pics. You're trying to get some nudes. And, sir, I'm not sending you no nudes of my bird chest. I ain't got nothing for you. Okay?
You
can buy something? Why? I ain't got nothing for these niggas.
That's what I did. I went
nudes.
From bird to.
You got some titties?
Chicken breasts.
I don't know. Maybe if I would have bought titties, maybe I would have been somebody who
Well, you
been
could do your makeup and stuff.
So, that's true.
You
that's
know,
true.
I got a little bit of an overbite, so my tits compensate for my teeth. Actually, funny story. I have Invisalign. I'm not wearing them now, but I remember discussing with my mom to get my tits done. At the time, it was like $6,800.
Oh, my God.
And my teeth were only $3,000.
You were like.
But I said, you know what? One is going to blind one more than the other.
That's true.
And my teeth.
I have several friends who did that.
Really?
Got
tits before
yeah,
teeth?
Hell yeah.
Is it fucked
and
up?
And you know what? Honestly,
it's society's making us think we need titties.
Back then, I was like, yo, you dumb. How the fuck you gonna get new titties before you get new teeth? Now I'm like, these niggas don't care about teeth. They care about titties, though.
They do. So I mean, like, they still, it's a selfie, and this
exactly.
looks better than this.
And listen, once you get them titties done, you gonna find you a nigga to fix that.
For the day I booked
teeth.
That surgery, I said, you know what? I'm gonna just get away.
Right.
All right, number five. What's up, stranger? And the reason I picked this one is because issue with men not being able to communicate, mm-hmm. saying I miss you, things like that. I feel like men are very worried to say, I'm thinking about you or you're on my mind. And so it's very like, what's up, punk? What you up to, big head?
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, are you scared of getting curved?
That hey stranger shit, I block niggas who do that.
Really?
Yeah. I'm really good at blocking people.
I'm not.
I block
I like
you.
To watch them grow.
I block. You'll see me on Instagram. You'll see me wherever. I'll block you. Like, that hate stranger shit, that already tells me we not there.
Right.
We not there. So don't even try to be hitting me up on some. Be real with yourself.
You know, I told a dude, he actually a few weeks ago, this dude sent me a song that we used to always, like, jam to in the car. I haven't talked to him in maybe a year or two. Mm-hmm. He sent it to me, and but thinking of you, and I said, you know what? That was the best "Hey Stranger" you could have did. Oh. It was thoughtful.
It's thoughtful. It's thoughtful.
It's like, it's levels. You still ain't shit, but thank you.
It's levels to the "Hey Stranger."
Now I'm over here like, round, round with that Nina. And I was like, okay. All right, number six, mixed signals. Be open and honest about what you want, even if it's other women.
Yeah.
Why do men play us out? Like, we're going to have more.
I feel like men think that we are like these overly emotional creatures that can't handle the truth. Like, listen, if I've been there, like, listen, all I want is some dick. That's all I want.
Right.
So you ain't got to like sugarcoat shit. Just be real and tell me this is all I want to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I think men feel like they, it's going to almost prolong the pussy.
Yeah.
If they tell you, like, yeah. I want to see other people.
Yeah.
No. And I'm so comfortable. I mean, I'm so happy that more women are comfortable too. I hate to use it like this, but just to make a point, it's cooler to be a slut now.
Yeah.
And because of that, women are more likely to go on more dates or date two people, yes, at one time. When I saw She's Gotta Have It, as much as I was like, okay, this isn't as great as I thought, the premise of it.
Yeah, the premise was.
Was really good.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I thought it lacked.
I thought it lacked a lot,
but I like the fact that, listen, this is a girl who was juggling niggas. Yeah. And ain't nothing wrong with that. You single. You're not committed to nobody. The only thing I don't like is when you juggle niggas that are obviously married or whatever. Because it's like, that's not going to go nowhere. You
right.
know what I mean? I mean, there's a couple times when it does, but most of the time it doesn't.
It's funny you said that because that's one of your things. Let's read that one next. Lie about being in a relationship.
Oh, I hate that.
With their wife or living girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know, we just together because of the kids. We don't sleep together.
Oh, my God.
We don't sleep in the same bed or nothing, babe. I've had that.
Me too.
We don't sleep in the same bed or nothing. I'm telling you, we won't even fuck like that.
Why do I believe this lie? So, why? Do you know I had a dude tell me, an NBA player? I never ended up sleeping with him. We got each other's number. We were talking and stuff. And I found his Instagram. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
You have a girlfriend? And he's like,
whole family.
I got a baby mama, and she gonna put me on child support if I don't live with her. I'm sorry, do you not make $6 million a year? And so, what's the problem?
You can afford it.
The fuck?
You can afford it.
And the fucked up thing is, like, we stopped talking, and all I can think is, like, that ain't gonna mean shit, because a bunch of other bitches gonna talk to him still.
Still.
Oh,
so,
I believe.
So then sometimes I feel like that's why girls will just accept the lie. It's like, shit, if I don't fuck with him, somebody else gonna get them NBA tickets.
Yeah. Honestly.
Shit, I ain't gonna be sitting courtside. I ain't gonna be in the suite. I wanna be in the suite. Okay, I'm gonna fuck him.
Speaking of courtside, let me tell you something funny. I had a dude that's been trying to go out with me for years. Hit me up yesterday. He was like, yo, Sunday the Knicks are playing the Rockets. Courtside, we out. Mm-hmm. I wrote him back and I said, didn't KP get injured? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, so what the fuck are we going to do going into this goddamn game? Mm-hmm. Like, shouldn't New York pick a new team? The niggas hurt. They not going to win another game.
Right.
Now you're going to give me these hand-me-down tickets, exactly, these discounted seats to MSG, exactly, giving out? Exactly. Get me tickets to Beyonce. Am I a bitch?
Oh, no. Like, I made a video. I was like, listen, drop your nigga if he can't get you Beyonce tickets.
That was what I...
Drop your nigga right now, sis. Drop that nigga right now if he can't get... If Beyonce say, sis, we going on tour. If that man
Beyonce say we vegan, I want to tell y'all something. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Jess. When I walked in here, this bitch was eating avocado toast.
Beyonce said we have to go vegan.
If Beyonce say you getting DV, I think you might too. No. I would.
I think she probably doing it. Listen, I think Jay-Z be dropping that hoe crazy.
Honestly,
I think he drives her nuts.
I do too.
I think she's probably tried everything under the
sun. When I saw that,
poor thing.
She didn't even flinch when Solange hit him.
Nope.
She was just like, let him have it. Thank you, sis.
That's how I know Solange Haitian. Oh. I always felt like Solange was the Haitian family member.
The Haitianist?
Yes.
Because that Korean, no, she was the Haitianist.
Yeah, that boy Zoclo, boop. And Beyonce didn't flinch.
I didn't even see her go, okay. Her mouth. Stop,
nothing,
y'all.
Nothing.
Come on. Shit, that thing, ding. And I love
Solange is a Cancer, okay? Like me. Like, we don't play that.
Wait, what are Cancers like?
Cancers are just where we care too much. We're very overly emotional.
Oh.
And so when we get
And then
to
when
that
you mix
point,
it with Haitian, ooh, you swing.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. Mm-hmm. This is I believe, what am I at? Number 8.
Yes.
Entitlement to women's bodies. You owe me sex because I did this.
Yeah.
Now,
I hate that.
I want to talk about that.
I hate that.
We had a conversation about the Aziz Ansari thing. Do you remember that? We were starting to lead into the conversation of like flying out, doing certain things, buying shoes, buying bags. When have you ever been in a predicament where a guy's done something for you and you felt like, I have to do this now? Not that you did it, but like he's making me feel pressured.
I feel like, for instance, like, you know, I'm not shy about the fact that moving to New York was very rough for me.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I had to leave out of my last apartment before I'm in the got an apartment that I was in now. And there was a guy in my life who was doing a lot for me, but I always told him, like, listen, I don't see you that way. I just see you as a friend. But he was just always overextending himself. And so the time came for me to move. Like, I had a really hostile situation in my apartment. And so I had to move. Like, there was an incident that happened. I got attacked in my apartment. I had to move that day. Yeah. So I had to get out that day. And so, you know, he helps me get all my stuff out. My friends helped me too. But, like, he paid for my moving truck. Like, he paid for everything. And it's like, after that, I felt like he just was very overly, like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And his friend was like, oh, shit, he better than me. I would have fucked the shit out your ass. Like, and I'm like, well, shit, if you that real, then fuck me then. You know what I mean? Like, why he ain't fuck me? You know, so I just feel like nobody has dues on my pussy. Like, nobody has
that.
Entitlement
can
on
I
my
make
pussy.
That
yeah,
nobody
like,
has dues
yeah, like,
on my
I don't,
pussy.
I don't owe anyone anything. You know what I'm saying? And
you know,
so,
I had a dude joke to me one time, like, you know, this is the sixth time I took you out. I said, no, I didn't. But we know you count.
Exactly.
And so what
you know
think?
What
six
saying?
Men sex.
Okay, exactly. So it's like, I give you the pussy when I want. You
right.
know what I mean? And at the end of the day, a lot of times, women, even though we might sugarcoat it a little bit, like, you know when a girl wants to have sex with you.
Absolutely.
You're not there. Y'all not there.
Something on a prior episode that I really liked, and a lot of people shaded him for it. I brought a friend of mine named Anthony on. He's funks a bunch of bitches. He does. I met him from, like, hanging out and going to clubs. And every time I talk to him, he's like, oh, my God, dude, I just woke up. I'm like, it's 1 p.m. I know I was fucking all these girls. And he said something on the show that I really liked. He said he spends money taking girls out and treating them well and doing all this stuff. And
yeah.
I said, well, how do you feel once they don't fuck you? And he's like, whatever. Like, I'm going to get it one day. Just prolong the put. Like,
well,
I'm going to get it one day. And I bring it back because you just said when your man took you to Atlantic City and didn't fuck you, what'd you want
to
do?
To fuck him.
What is it about thirst that dries me up?
I
the more you
him.
Get thirsty, the more I get dry.
And let me tell you something. It's no better feeling than knowing you picked the dick and the dick didn't pick you.
Yeah!
I like to pick my dick. I like to choose my dick and say, you know what? This is the dick I
Are
want.
You Goldie Cox?
I'm Goldie Cox. This is the cock that I want. The cock that took me to Atlantic City versus the cock that paid for my moving truck.
Well, speaking of paying for stuff, one of the things you picked was expect pussy after 2 for $20 at Chili's.
Girl, listen, I had a motherfucker take me to 2 for $20 for Chili's, and he was like, so what are we doing after this? I said, I'm going home.
Wait.
I'm going home.
Where are you going after Chili's?
I'm going home.
How did you go to Chili's with that hair and that makeup, please?
Listen, I went like this. I went. I'm always
Did you know you were going
up.
To Chili's?
I ain't know I wanted Chili's.
Oh.
I thought he was going to take me to, like, you know what I'm saying, Prime 112. This is back in Miami. I thought I was going to get, you know, the little Prime 112.
Was it
a little. No. He was a little American scammer. He had a Louis Vuitton belt and all that shit.
Better.
Come on. He had a Louis Vuitton belt, you know. He had the red bottom.
Now,
so
scammers
thinking,
should be, I feel like I deserve
you a scammer.
Better
you
it's not even yours.
You a scammer. You supposed to take me to Prime Italian, Prime 112. You supposed to take me to Nikki Beach. The nigga was like, oh, let's go to Chili's. Okay, fine then.
Are you doing a deal there?
I thought maybe he was trying to humble me or something. So I don't know what he was trying to do. So we at the Chili's, you know, I ordered my little 2 for $20. Then he's like, oh, what are we doing after this? I'm going home. I don't know what you're doing. I'm going home for the 2 for $20. I'm going home.
Now, wait. What dinner have you been on? Where have you been taken where you're like, oh, my God, I got to keep fucking with him?
Honestly.
What was your best date experience that made you want to give the pussy up?
For me, it was honestly it was my boyfriend that I have now.
He really?
Just, yeah, he just would take me on the best dates. And then, like, the Atlantic City date was, like, our last date that we had together. And I was like, nah, I'm going to – this is – he's my man.
What did he do? Well, we need to get tips to these ancient niggas.
Well, he just was like, hey, he called me that day. He was like, hey, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I don't have any plans. And he was like, okay, I'm going to come get you. I'm going to come pick you up. Let's go get something to eat. So we're in the car, and, you know, an hour passes by, then an hour and a half. I'm like, where are we going? He's like, oh, we're going to go to Atlantic City. I'm like, what's Atlantic City? I didn't know what Atlantic City was. I didn't know
that
it was.
Did you stay
there
for the night?
So we stayed there for the night. Like, we went to Bonefish Grill, which I love. He didn't know that I love Bonefish Grill. Like, I go there with my mom all the time.
Come on, it ain't chili.
I know, it ain't. Of course.
The tab is a three-finger tab.
Listen, of course. So we go to Bonefish Grill. Then we drive a little bit further. We go to Atlantic City. We gamble. You know, then they have this, like...
Did he give you the gambling money?
He did.
Oh,
he
see, gave that's me the gambling it. Money. That's it right
he
there.
He gave me the gambling and money, and you. I tripled the money.
Come on!
And he was like... And like, every time I would win, he was like, yeah, he gave me more money. So then, you know, then we went to the... They had, like, an outside pool area. We were there drinking, having a good time, just talking.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't really anything big. Then we went to sleep. Like, we didn't even have sex on that trip. It's when we got back, I was like... I'm going to.
Like, oh, you dropped me off. You dropping his dick off.
Right,
is what you're
exactly.
Dropping.
Exactly.
Let me tell you what my thing is that dates for that I realized. Mm-hmm. I would always think that it was the money thing.
Mm-mm.
And it's not. It's Mm-mm. the feeling like you're taking charge thing. When someone takes me somewhere, right? Whether it be a museum.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, maybe let's say I want to grab like a drink, a fucking soda. And they're like, no, I got it.
Yeah.
You feel like the yeah. whole date is. It's not that you're financing the date. It's that you invited me out and you're taking care of me
yeah.
the whole fucking day.
Or what I love about my boyfriend, too, is, like, if I say I want this, he's like, oh, no, try this with this. And it'll be better. Like, I feel like anytime I'm with him, he's always enhanced whatever I'm doing.
That's great.
From the beginning, from the time we first met. So that's when
that's
I'm
a good thing. A lot of men just try to appease women. Like, yeah, okay.
No, I was like, I'm going to get this man my tenderloins after this. And it wasn't about the
I thought
money.
You said tenderloins. I'm like, so you did meet him on the internet. I'm sorry. All right. And the last one I really like, when they don't have cars and they need Uber money or train money or don't give it to you. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me to see you.
Listen.
Wait, you know what? Maybe let me speak for New York. The don't have cars thing doesn't apply to New York. But I do not want to pick up my dick in another area.
I apply it to New York. And I'm going to
tell
you.
Do you?
I apply it to New York.
And I live in Manhattan.
Why.
I don't know, bro.
I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
I'm going to apply it to the Brooklyn. I'm going to apply it to the Brooklyn and the Queens. Kind of.
Okay.
Mainly Brooklyn. Mainly Brooklyn. Brooklyn men's will have you getting on Ubers, getting on trains for the wackest dick of your life. Okay?
It's good dick. Good dick in Brooklyn.
I did it twice with a Brooklyn guy. And honestly, I still want my money back from my Uber.
Oh my God.
I still want my $13.75 and the $3 tip I gave to that motherfucker. Because the dick was trash. Okay.
Huh.
And I literally here's the thing. I'm getting an Uber and I ain't even know I'm going to the Marcy Projects.
Okay.
So motherfucker,
did he meet you outside?
He had to meet me outside, and mind you, here he was portraying to be something that he was, because I thought he was living a certain lifestyle. But when it came time to get the dick,
okay.
When it came time to get the dick, I'm going down to the Marcy Projects. I'm risking my life for some dick.
I would.
Listen, I'm risking my life for some dick. I came to New York to follow my dreams. My life could have ended that night over one nut. Over one nut.
I came to follow my dreams, and I was wilding out and followed
exactly,
some dick.
Exactly, for some dick. And I didn't even nut. I ain't getting nothing that night. I still want my $13.75.
What's your escape route when the dick ain't good or the night's not going good? You're like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
That's it. All right. Well, you know, I'll see you. I'll hit you up.
Let me
tell
you a situation I was in.
And I'm out.
I was dating a dude when I was living in Orlando. And I remember thinking, no, it was a girl. And she was getting
on. Who like grass?
I like girl. So anyway, she was getting on my nerves. And I was like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make an excuse. And just say I have to go somewhere, right?
She was at your crib?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
So my old roommate at the time, she was like, dude, what are you doing? I was like, bro, please talk about brunch. Yes. Just say we're going to brunch. So literally, she's like, I'm not doing that. I'm like, girl, I cannot wait to go to Brio at 1:45. Wow, I'm so excited for that. Let me tell you something. I put on a full face of makeup.
Everything.
Just to get this bitch to leave and walk right back in my goddamn house. Why couldn't I just be ballsy enough to say, I am tired of the pussy?
Yeah. I've never been like that. I've always been like,
that's the Haitian cancer.
I'm like, what you about to do?
That's the best question. What you about to do?
What you about to do?
That's a very like.
What you got planned for today, baby? What you got to get ready to go?
It's 11:45.
Yeah. What you got to get ready to go? You know, I got church in a little bit. I can't do that. I'll hit you later. I ain't got time to be
lying.
Have
you ever met a dude at church?
I have, girl. You want that story?
Yes.
I think the rest of us do, too.
Matter of fact, we were just getting to home mail, which is our listener segment for questions. Okay. No, let's do one of your church stories.
I was working at church. You know, everybody who follows me knows I grew up in church. And I eventually went to work on staff at a church. And so at the church, it was predominantly white people that were on the staff. So I'm like one of the, probably it was only like two black girls that were there.
You fucked a white boy?
Girl, can I get to the story?
I'm eager. I'm at the end of my feet.
Listen now. I'm going to let you know if the dick was pink or not. Just listen. So they hired this guy to be the new lead worship pastor. He was black, so the dick wasn't pink. But anyway, so he's a new worship pastor, and everybody's like, oh, Jess, you know, you should date. I'll say his name is James. I'm like, oh, you should date James. James. I'm like, everybody's saying that because he black. And I'm like, no,
but I'm looking at Bobby.
Yeah. So anyway, so everybody kept saying for us to go on a date. So we go on a date. I go on a date. He takes me to Cracker Barrel for breakfast. Breakfast is going great. I'm looking at him like, you know what? I might marry this guy. It was like after church. So, you know, like I'm really thinking like marriage. Like I'm in, you know, I'm full mode in Christ mode. I'm on staff. I'm like, I got to get married.
I'm in Christ mode. Crisis.
So,
that's where they get it.
Yeah. So, make a long story short, we're at the date and, you know, conversation is going great. And he's like, you know, I have something to tell you. I'm like, what? He's like, you know, I've never been with a woman.
Get out.
And I was like, what you mean?
I'm not gay no more.
What you mean? He was like, well, you know, I've never had sex with a woman before. I'm like, oh, okay. I expect that because when, you know, he grew up.
Were you a virgin?
I wasn't a virgin.
Okay.
And he was like, you know.
I didn't know how far back the story went.
Mm-mm. It's like a couple of years ago.
Oh.
And so he's like, well, you know, I said, well, the way he was saying it, I was like, okay, so. Is that all? And he was like, well, you know, I have been with a man before, but I don't want to do that no more. And I feel like you could help save me.
No.
Yeah.
His black ass in there.
Yes. So, girl, I'm sitting there cutting my damn country fried steak with eggs. Asking God, why? Why me, Jesus? Why was I picked for this? Why was I picked for this, Lord?
Let me ask one question. When he said he was a virgin, did that turn you off?
It didn't turn me off, but I did say to him, you know, I'm not a virgin. He's like, well, you know, I feel like God can make you new again. Like, that's something that we do believe as Christ believers, that God, you can be a born again virgin.
So basically,
he felt like God could tighten up
my
pussy.
He probably looked at you and was like, yo, hair is laid, and I could do this.
Yeah,
because makeup also.
Exactly.
And then
he was like, God can tighten up her pussy.
Brian.
That's basically what it was.
You said you had a bird chest.
Listen, that's probably what attracted him to me, because I ain't had no titties, I ain't had nothing. But listen, he was like, I've been with a man before. And I feel like you can change. You can help me change. And I was like, I'm going to have to think about this. And then next thing you know, his parents are calling me.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Did they know he was gay?
I feel like they knew he was gay, but they just didn't want to accept it. And like his father was like, God is telling me that you're his wife. I know you, his wife, Jessica. You better take control over him. I'm like,
that ain't my dad.
Okay. He really wanted me to fuck his son and un-gay his son. Like, his daddy was ready for me to fuck his son, like, marriage or not. He was like, take control, do what you gotta do.
So I'm gonna tell you something. Someone asked me once, would you ever question? Actually, I was on a date with a chick, and this gay dude came up to me and was like, I don't fuck girls, honey, but I'd fuck you. And I laughed. Oh. And she said, would you ever fuck a gay guy that wanted to try it?
Mm.
Now, I do have one story. I don't know if I ever told him on my podcast. I don't know how this is coming up. We were just talking about the Lord.
The Lord.
I'm at this place, Parliament House in Orlando. Shout out to Pulse and all the lives we lost and my brothers and sisters. And I love all the gay Orlando clubs, and it's amazing. And this was Parliament House right after. So maybe I just felt more connected to gays at that time. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if I told my friends this. I don't even know if they know what I was doing in the bathroom. They probably thought I was doing drugs because I was in there for a while. So these dudes are making jokes about holding the door for me and saying that, because I was peeing. I said, oh, can you hold it? Can you make sure nobody opens it? There was unisex bathrooms.
Okay.
And they're making these jokes saying like, oh my God, we got to see it. We got to see what it looks like. And I'm here as my drunk ass. Hola! Now you've never seen a pussy!
And did you show them the pussy?
First of all, it was freshly waxed, bitch.
Yes, they had to see that.
You know what? The reason I did it is because I was like, I was drunk, so I was feeling, I don't know if I could do it.
They
got to
see it.
But I couldn't believe you hadn't seen it at all.
Yeah.
I'm like, you never seen it just like from the front even?
Yes, yes. And so it's a beautiful thing.
Right. And I'm like, you know what? Mine is a tucked in nice one. You know what I'm saying? It's a rosebud. It's not like rose beef. It's like tucked
in. Mine is like that too.
Right.
Very kindergarten-esque.
I'm like, I'm doing my Kegels right now.
Wait, I don't want no kindergarten pussy.
That's that church girl pussy.
Okay.
So I'm like, come in the stall. And they're like, let's do the handicap. So they go in. It's me, this guy, and his boyfriend. We get in there. This guy goes, oh, my God, I want to see it too. I heard you guys.
So everybody looking at the vagina.
So here I am. And I'm like, you can't see it if you've seen one before. This is just for newcomers.
No.
No pun intended.
No.
So I take off my underwear and pulled it down. And they looked at me in this like, huh. It's okay. It's not bad. It's like, it's cute. It's like, you can't even really see it. It looks like very like, and then he did this. And here I'm like, you want this? It looks like
peekaboo-ish.
No, but I feel like I had to show my vagina to the gays because if I had never seen a dick and I need to know.
Yeah. You know what's crazy too is I back to your question, which is like, would I ever be with a gay guy who would want to try it? Like, my first boyfriend in high school, we're really close now, but he's gay. Back in high school, I didn't know he was gay.
Did you guys ever have sex in high school?
We were supposed to lose our virginities to each other. Like, aww, we had planned it out.
Did he end up losing it to a guy?
Yeah.
That's great. That's great to hear because there's so many, I interviewed a gay couple and he was like, you know, I tried it and I like kissed a girl and I was like, she's like, do we do it again? And I was like, no. And I think a lot of gay men, high school is the experience where they're like, I have to see if this is for me.
Yeah.
That is so sweet.
Yeah, but my friend Justin, like, straight girls still be fucking him, like, cause like they just really throw themselves at.
Do you
Justin.
Know who Dustin is from the friend zone?
No,
fine as shit is what he is. Yeah, but anyway, he's a gay man that I think all them women throwing a pussy to. Just
some girls just don't give a fuck. Yeah, my friend Justin too. He's so tall. Chocolate.
I mean, this is the thing too. It's attractive to a lot of women. Honestly, like, bisexuality doesn't creep me out of men. And all I know, some women are not used to it. I've never had the honor of being with a bi guy and getting to hear their stories or anything like that, but I don't know if gay would really turn me off. I've been to a lot of Chippendales type shit and I know them niggas gay.
Listen.
And I've still been like, you got a safari dick, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not in my booty, but
yeah.
Okay.
Stay away from my asshole, child.
Here we go. Here we go with home mail. So I want to pull some up. Let's see what they needed this advice about. Personal email. Okay. No. All right, let me do a filler. Hey, guys, we're so glad you're here. Jess is here, and her hair is pretty. And I found it.
Okay, so y'all got to break it down for me. What's kinks?
So kinks, like, maybe talking dirty or starting into some dirtier things, like spanking or choking, or maybe, like, some kind of play like that, or, like, role play instead of actual penetration. What do you think about that? Do you think that's too advanced
Honestly,
for a virgin? Or?
I don't know, because, like, I used to hunch, like, I didn't lose my virginity until I was, like, 19.
Okay.
But before then, I was hunching.
I've been super turned on from not having sex before.
Yeah. Like, I was hunching a lot.
And I think especially...
Dry humping, is that...
If you know that you like these things, so I don't think you have to be scared of sex and not be ready for it.
Right.
But I think if you know you're into that shit, I'd 100%
just
do it.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, especially
it's safer. You can't catch a transmitted disease
and
get spanked.
The girl that we... the girl that we interviewed that she's talking about, this girl, Lisa Spliffson, she gets paid to dominate men and she never has intercourse. I mean, maybe she has once or twice, but she's not like a constant thing. Mm-hmm. And so generally, like, fetishes and stuff like this don't really contain sex. I mean, actually, the dude that I'm seeing, I talked about wanting to have a spanking session because I've been watching it in porn where like chicks will bend over a dude's knee and they will like spank
them.
They
have that in porn?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
And like just get spanked. And so a way that I said that I'm going to figure out like how much I could take is I'm going to do like stoplight colors, like yellow if it's like good, but don't go harder. And then red if like nigga switch cheeks.
See, I don't. See, for me, I just, that's just not my thing.
Spanking or kinks, period?
Kinks.
What do you think is the kinkiest thing you do?
I don't know.
Choking?
Okay, so that's considered that.
Could be a kink. I mean, maybe it might feel basic, but there's okay. A lot of people that can get choked till they pass out. So then.
Oh, okay, no.
Choking is definitely a kink.
I had a guy tell me he had a girl who would like for him to choke her.
A lot of women
till
do.
She passed out.
But the choking thing, yeah. It is a kink. It's called asphyxiation. God, I couldn't get it out. My big teeth. But I got tits first. It's when women. Or people, excuse me, like to get their air cut off so they could feel a little higher, like the sensation.
Wow.
Yeah, and it like helps you peak orgasm more. What about slapping or spanking?
I like getting slapped.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but where? On my ass.
Okay, no.
What you talking about? Like slapping me in my face while I'm sucking dick?
What about with a dick? Oh, with a dick. What about a dick? Slap with a dick.
You know, I've never been slapped with a dick.
Really?
I've slapped myself with a dick, though.
Okay,
yeah,
so that's a slap. Whether you did it or he did it.
I took the dick and I slapped myself with it.
You know what? I've been bad at this.
Yeah, I've been slapping myself with his dick. You know, I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Now, if he slapped me with his dick, I don't know.
Like, I need to tell you to come on me. You can't just come on me.
Right.
As long as you like to be in control.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you consider yourself a person who's dominant or submissive?
I'm submissive. I'm definitely submissive. Like, I like to receive. I like to be led. I like to be led.
Be led. Okay, yeah. That's a good way to put it. Best friend relationship. This is actually for me and Mandy. Hey, Weezy and Mandy, I recently came across your podcast because of the Premium Pete episode. If y'all haven't heard us on there, check it out. We're with a comedian named Loopy. He's dope. I binge listen to you guys. You're amazing. The fact that you're two black corporate women is dope. I've been friends with a female for about 6 years now. As of lately, we've been flirting with each other a lot. We make a lot of sexual jokes towards each other. And she's been a little jealous of me not spending enough time with her since I started fucking a lot due to Tinder. I love, like you said, it like, oh, no, this is due to Tinder.
Due being to a Tinder.
So my question is, should I think about getting into a relationship? We both attend the same college and lived in the same dorm. We were pretty much together 24/7. I don't want to mess our friendship up. And it's not like I have strong feelings. It's just things that I've been noticing that are different. Things I've been noticing are different. Please let me know what you think. Niggas need to know how to use commas.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think? Someone for 6 years that they've been making sexual jokes towards and not spending time with her. Do you think that he should pursue something or keep the friendship?
Man, get that pussy. Now, listen. Don't grab the pussy like Donald and them.
Really? You don't say?
We don't want another Me Too. But just wait. Just it's time. I think it's time. If they've been having all that sexual tension,
and she's getting jealous because you're fucking on Tinder too,
yeah, like obviously there's something there.
I think that the thing that's scary is there's definitely something there.
Yeah,
I think the main thing that I would bring up to her, and I think maybe you could do it over drinks. I always suggest that. I sound like I'm always trying to drug somebody.
But just drinks is really,
but it really helps you get out your honest feelings. And so here's what I'm thinking: have some drinks together, and then be like, why you been acting so jealous of me when I go on dates? Why you been flirting with me now and you ain't flirting with me years ago? And let her, like, ask her. Be flirty and playful with it. Because, if she gives you an answer you don't like, you can just be like, exactly. I'm just playing.
Right.
I would definitely explore it, especially if you find her attractive. But I think one thing that you should have on your mind, because in honor of the ancient nigga episode, don't do it because she's someone you care about. If you feel like you won't be able to be there in a longer term way. You know, this is somebody who's a friend of yours. And I'm assuming you love her and care. Don't do it if you're going to keep fucking these Tinder hoes.
Yeah.
You know? Explore it.
Tinder hoes or me? Which one is it going to be, pal? Tinder or these tenderloins?
Quality over quantity.
Exactly. But you know, I heard the pussy on Tinder is really good.
I'm on there. And I would like to say I have a very good Gigi. This is Rose Petal, but like we said, we are similar in that way. Okay? It's got gruel.
It's grueling. Okay.
When I say grueling,
it's
though,
grade A,
I don't want to.
Grade A grueling.
Sounds like
very
it could
white, very moist. It's grueling.
It's
Okay. Y'all niggas
moist
need to
is the grossest
grueling.
Fucking vagina word to me.
Really? I love that word.
If moist. A bitch told me she was moist, I'd feel like moist. My fucking grandma wet her
right,
fucking knife.
Right. Like, I feel like moist sound very.
Like, you sound really senior, huh?
Yeah, it got like tenure on it. That's,
what are you, moist?
The pussy got tenure.
Has a dude ever told you your pussy was moist?
Hell yeah.
And you liked it?
He didn't use that word. He didn't say moist.
That's the point, bitch. We are using.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Yeah, don't use moist. That sound like some church pussy. Right?
Well, I guess like you some, are.
Right? That sound like some deaconess pussy. Oh. Ooh, she was moist.
Oh, well, I want to thank you guys for coming. I really, really appreciate Jessie for coming and Josie who for begged and begged. I'm not going to call her out, but like she did. And yes, her hair is amazing and funny and pretty and teeth. They no shit, done. Like you have a man, of course.
Yes.
But we can still. Tell people where to hit you up. Where can they find you and like what projects maybe are you working on that you'd like people to find you?
Yes. So you can follow me at Jessie Wu on Instagram. Jessie Wu _ on Instagram.
I'm sure you can type in Jess thing. And the person with 300 million followers.
The same thing on Twitter too. I recently shot a pilot for a TV show.
Damn girl, congrats.
Yeah, with Trina. Back in Miami we did it. So
is it like a reality thing or
no it's for a talk show. So she has a podcast.
Trina got a podcast.
Yeah, she has a podcast.
I need some hood in my life.
Yeah, she has
I fuck with Trina, so I can't fuck with Kaya.
Yeah, come on now. Okay, that's Kaya. But yeah, she has a podcast, and so they're turning it into like a kind of like a urban style The View
type. Wow. Yeah, that's
so
dope.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. Of course, I'm on BET's Breaks, which is mainly digital, and it's on BET Jams. I also do BET Set Tripping, so from time to time, I get to visit different TV sets or movie sets and interview people.
I was gonna say, are you gangbanging? Okay.
So yeah,
that's cool. Dope. Yeah. I love that.
So yeah, so just
you live in New
things.
York though. I really
I
hope you come to our live show. We would fucking love to
I
have
do.
You.
Oh yeah, let me know. Let me know. Let me know.
Fun. Bring your man. So I could be like, hi, what's up?
Oh my god,
you got
so
some
funny.
Friends that be in Atlantic City.
You know, it's so funny because like it's so easy to hide him here in New York. Like I don't really put him on my social media like that unless it's in my.
You
stories.
Don't need to. Don't do it.
Yeah,
that don't mean that you ain't happy just because you don't post it.
Yeah, but then it was so funny going down. He went with me to Miami when we shot the pilot. And it was like, girls was like on him. And I'm like,
excuse
I'm
me?
Not used to this.
Damn.
I'm not fucking used
okay,
to
well,
this.
Okay, well, never mind. Maybe don't
but
bring
I'll
him to the show.
No, I'll bring him. Because
we got some hope. They're listening to the show. Thank you guys for listening. If you are a fan of the show and maybe you want to watch the video and see how hot her fucking hair and makeup is besides the clips, join us on Patreon. It's only $5. You get videos to all the episodes and bonus episodes each week. Join us on Twitter, Horrible Pod. I'm running it, so not that often. Or Instagram, where we post memes about dicks and stuff.
Amen.
Thanks, Jess.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Cheers.